Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Take it up a notch. King Josiah is widely regarded as one of the greatest reformers of Judah. He led a revival in Israel that led to the people cleaning out their idols and worshiping God in ways that hadn't been seen since the time of King David. This whole revival started with a book. Not just any book, but the book of the law, the Bible. When the king heard what was written in the book, God's revelation, he ripped his robes in dismay, and then he called for Hilkiah the priest, Eliakim son of Shaphan, Achor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the royal secretary, and Azariah the king's personal aide. He ordered them all, "Go and pray to God for me and for this people, for all Judah. Find out what we must do in response to what is written in this book that has just been found. God's anger must be burning furiously against us. Our ancestors haven't obeyed a thing written in this book, followed none of the instructions directed to us." 2 Kings chapter 22, verses 11 through 13. Josiah's leadership was already stellar. The Bible describes Josiah this way: "He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord." But 18 years into his reign as king, the scriptures were rediscovered and his leadership went up a notch. Reading the scripture and living by the scripture makes a good life a better life. At the end of Josiah's life, something is recorded about him that isn't mentioned about any other king. The prophet Jeremiah composed funeral songs for Josiah, and to this day, choirs still sing these sad songs about his death. These songs of sorrow have become a tradition and are recorded in the Book of Laments. 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 25. Do you want to take your life up a notch? Get into God's Word and let it get into you and change the way you think and live.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out CraigTOwens.com.